All right, good morning. And welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join me at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And hold on. You can text us at that same number. Man, I don't know what the what's going on here.
It's the music. It's the music. What's going on?
What about now? Still the same issue. All right. Is that are we doing any better? Okay, so Sandy, why don't you do me a favor? Why don't you begin, and we'll get this worked out. Good morning to everybody. We'll be right back.
Yeah, good morning, folks. Earl's in a snarl, apparently, some kind of technical snarl. So I'll try to pick up the slack. Meanwhile, we're on a Zoom here, and I'm showing Earl the bling that I got last night at the Bucks game. The Bucks were handing out facsimiles of the 2021 championship rings. I took a glance and the two of us stood in line for 10,000 other people waiting in line to get these rings handed to them. Let me tell you, the championship ring, if this thing is the model of it, weighs about a pound, consumes much more than a finger in terms of, I can't imagine wearing one of these anywhere, but apparently when you're 6'10", it all fits in kind of scale-wise. I think this morning, Earl, are you set now?
Yeah, yes. Is that better? It sounds okay. I'm going to do something else. Hang on.
Okay. So today, Friday, I understand sort of indirectly that Cavalier Johnson will be on the show today. And I think Earl will be too. Actually, we're waiting to square him up with the 21st century. In the world today, Ukraine, of course. Well, when there's a major war going on, I guess it always becomes part of the conversation. The economy, what's happening, the weather. You know, we've got the standard set of subjects to deal with. But let's start first with the Milwaukee Bucks. Having season tickets and not always going to my games, last night I did go to the game. I went with a grandson, are we on?
Wait a minute.
Okay, so
we're right now. We should be fine now.
I think the problem, Earl, is I think you have to mute your Zoom if you're going to be on the phone.
Sandy, I think we are just going to wait until Earl calls. Yep, here we go.
All right, that should be better.
Well, we got a call in. Who is it? Who's on the phone? Who do we have, Sam?
It's Earl himself.
We got Earl. Right. Okay, Earl.
Earl,
you should start. You should start what you have to say here with really quickly now.
Well, I want to really quickly. That's how I have to say this early in the morning. Really quickly, I want to say that bling that you got last night. How long did you have to stand in line?
Well, you know, we got there. I picked up my grandson. I was intent on making sure we were in the first 10,000. We got there at 5 to 6. Game starts at 7. There were already about 10,000 people outside the arena, the Pfizer Forum. And someone there in line told me that there were people standing there from at 4:30. But it turns out that the two of us were within the first 10,000. And Earl, I'm bringing this ring for you because I just think you'll wear bling a little better than I will. And I'm going to give it to
you. Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Wow, man. You know,
quite frankly, I'm not man enough. I'm not man enough to wear this thing. It's about a pound. It's crazy. If I was going to design a ring for myself, this is not exactly what I would design, but it's unbelievable.
You know, I looked at it, when they first, to have all those diamonds. You think back, Sandy, you and I, been around a little bit, and I look at the old championship rings of Bill Russell and Bob Cousy and those guys, and even the first, championship football game between the Packers and the Kansas City Chiefs, and then the Packers and the Raiders. And there's one diamond, little small diamond, in the middle of it. And now all of those rings, they're nothing but diamonds. And that's what the ring is. It's full of diamonds. And, I don't know where a guy, could wear something so, it's they're unbelievable. They get more and more opulent every time, every year. You wonder how somebody's going to be able to top that one. Now, I'm wondering if that one, even the one that you have, if it has the capabilities of separating it to wear as a chain.
Well, I don't know. It could. I don't know. Maybe the top does come off. It could,
Sandy, the top section.
Who knows?
I've never stood in line.
Soon, Earl. You'll have this, mother.
You know, I've never stood in line. 10,000 people. What must that be like? I mean, 10,000 people.
Rally. Actually, it wasn't any. It wasn't much different than the beginning of Lambeau Field games. You know, where you stand in line to get into a game
right
up there. But it was. It was good. It was in the rain. I felt like I was waiting in line to get the ring mailed to me for my sugar corn pops. You know, the Mars space ring. As a kid, you could send in for and then wait for it.
I'm envisioning Sandy. The old arena seated 10,000. Back in those 70s, and you thought that was a crowd. I remember the first time I went to the arena when the Bucks were playing, and I thought that was a large crowd. Well, that was 10,000 people. And so you had that many people standing outside yesterday in order to get that. That's, it's pretty good, man.
Yeah, I think speaking of rings, I remember I was once at the airport, and ahead of me in line was Herb Adderley. And Herb, for some reason, was carrying the rings with him and put like three of them on his hand at once. I don't know how many he got, but it was quite a show. They were not as big when Herb Adderley was playing as they are now.
No. Those were very small rings. And like I said, I've seen pictures of Bill Russell, who has, more championship rings than almost any person alive or dead. And all of them were just so small, those were really big guys. They've come a long way. But I'll tell you this, Sandy, what are your thoughts now, man? Now that the Bucks are basically back together.
Well, I don't know. I mean, my thoughts are the Wizards weren't very good. The Bucks were without Middleton and Giannis last night, and they had a 26-point lead at some point in the first half. I don't remember exactly where it was. But
I guess what I'm saying, Sandy, is for the future of this season, I saw them the other day, and I think they're going to be formidable.
I do too. I think they've got one hell of a lineup, actually. I think with Lopez and at some point, I've watched them play, and they've had Lopez and Ibaki and who else? Anyway, a big lineup. Yeah, well, that's Portis. All three of them in the lineup at once. It's something.
Yeah, they're going to be formidable. And I wouldn't have given you $2 for their chances a month ago. But clearly, those folk know what they're doing, Sandy. They know what they're talking about. And, you know, that's an amazing thing to try to put together, what they've been able to put together. And it's really exciting. The times are coming upon us. The best times of the year for basketball are just around the corner. But I don't know about the health. You know, Giannis is still a young man at 27 years old, Sandy. But I've said it for a long time. When you put out 100% on every play, for 82 games a year, I don't care how big and strong you are, you're gonna really shorten your career. And Giannis still has not learned how to relax. And you can't go 100% at every opportunity. Look, we've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. Sandy Williams, the Sandy Williams Show actually is underway. He's doing a good job. We'll be back. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you in a few minutes.